Mr. Mayor.
Oh, I thought that was saved at the last minute.
It was, but it's been raised continually now by the Trump administration that they're trying to reduce it out of. And I think we're safe for a cycle.
Right.
But I want to just keep it up top of mind because it would be catastrophic, Mr. Mayor.
I'd just like to comment, it's improper to discuss between two assembly members.
Good point.
It should be addressing the entire assembly.
I'm sorry, Mr. Mayor, I'll fix that for sure. Lastly, is on Kim's, sorry, go ahead.
No, my fault. Mr. Mayor, may I interrupt for just a moment?
Yeah, go ahead.
With regard to the essential air service issue, if it is the will of the assembly, we certainly could bring back a resolution to address the importance of essential air service to our area and to the region and forward that on to the lobbyist and to our delegation if you'd like.
As I read this again, Mr. Mayor, it and Assemblymember Gilbert is correct, it was dropped from this iteration.
Right.
My fear is that it gets snuck in other places, so I would, or it gets held captive in another body of legislation. So I think the city manager's recommendations would be appropriate.
Okay.
That's it for me.
Other than that, if there are no other questions, Mr. Mayor, I'm finished with my report. Thank you.
Any further questions, comments? Borough Clerk's fine.
Other than what's in my report, I don't have anything. We do declaration of candidacy is open all this month, so ends at 4 o'clock on the 31st of August. There are various seats available. I would encourage anybody who's interested in running to come in and see me. There's also information on our website about the candidates that are available on the ballot. Did you ever remember, Pasunka? Who said my name?
Yeah, I just thought, and it was, I got reminded about another piece that was in your decorum talk. Just on sidebars, I know I've been guilty of that as well, having a sidebar discussion with some members. I did find it quite distracting in our previous executive sessions, and I thought it was a good reminder for us all to avoid sidebar discussions. So, thank you.
Any further questions, comments from the Borough Clerk? Mayor and Assembly business. Assembly member have any business that one of the stuff?
SEPA had a special board meeting, Mr. Mayor, and a discussion regarding the taking over the maintenance of the Swan Lake project, which is the second of our two projects, Taiyi being our first one, and we already manage, we provide our own maintenance and operations and maintenance for that facility. We have contracted traditionally with SEPA or with Ketchikan Power to provide the O&M for Swan Lake. And there's been problems over the years. Part of it is the weirdness is that you have a major contractor who actually sits on the board and can fire the CEO of the corporation because they have a city members on the board. So it's always been a little messy and kind of dicey. Ketchikan has now come forward after our last, what's called our FERC licensing report, which is the federal licensing agency, and they have identified that there's way too much risk for them to continue doing it. So they have decided to turn it over back to SEPA. So we're going to move forward with that. And I think that's going to streamline things. And we've had some fair share of outages that have been caused by bumps coming down the line out of that project. So we're hoping that we clean up and get good communication going with the team that's out there, and they'll be our employees. So for all the communities, I think it's a much better arrangement.
Anything else? Mayor and Assembly appointments. There's one appointment, a vacancy on the Language Medical Center Board, and it's until October of this year, 2018. There were no letters of interest received. It'd be my recommendation that we not pursue that any further since it's so close to the election time. Any heartache? We don't have any public hearing this evening. Unfinished business, we have none. Under new business, item 13A, approval of a match agreement with U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Highway Administration for the North Country Trailhead Access Road Repair Project.
I move to approve match agreement with the U.S. Department of Transportation and Federal Highway Administration for the North Country Trailhead Road Repair Project.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
It's an awesome trail if you guys have never hiked it.
It looks like you have.
Well, I noticed that there wasn't a budgeted amount, but I suspect for this item, but I suspect the $50,000 on the next item would partially take care of this $5,000.
I would like to ask Amber to speak to that, Mr. Mayor, if that's okay.
Yes, fine.
Amber Allidad, Public Works Director, Capital Facilities Director, sorry. I'm getting used to my new title. The $50,000 was budgeted just for the match for the trail project. The match required for the spur road improvements is scheduled to come from in-kind work from both the Forest Service and city staff. And that's estimated at a little over $5,000.
Right.
Okay. Currently. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Direct a question to Amber. Amber, I go up there fairly often, and the road itself has deteriorated dramatically in 5 years. It's been amazing to watch the alders grow up there, and the road actually wash out on numerous occasions. Is there provisions for ongoing maintenance of that road, or are we going to be addressing this continuously?
There are no provisions for ongoing maintenance. And to be honest with you, I didn't write the grant for this project, so I'm not 100% sure of what it all entails. Carol's going to be handing that project over to me here shortly. I don't know what she proposed in there or what FLAP would require as far as ongoing maintenance after they put forth money towards a project. Generally, they liked some kind of maintenance agreement. I think Carol mentioned something to me, and this has been over a year ago, 2 years ago actually, about having discussions with WCA and the Forest Service about drafting some kind of maintenance agreement for that road. And they seem to be, if my recollection is, they seem to be agreeable to working something out with the city and chipping in to some degree to help maintain that.
Have you been up there recently?
I have not.
I'd be more than willing to take you up to see what you're dealing with, because I think it's much more extensive. I was just up there 2 days ago, mm-hmm. and it's much more, the damage and wash was pretty incredible. I was quite surprised on the hillside, but the alders was absolutely amazing.
And that's on the road going up to the North Country Trailhead?
Yeah, to the High Lookout, and my assumption is that we will not be doing anything beyond there because it's even worse beyond. Is that correct?
Yes, my understanding is it is just specific to accessing that trailhead.
Mr. Mayor, once again, is there no federal requirement to for maintenance and clearing for roads that have been commissioned for recreation? Is there no federal requirement that the Forest Service continues the maintenance of those roads? I thought that was a part of the stumpage that was originally paid, or that the roads were maintained for recreation.
I'm not familiar with that, but we can look into it.
We can find out. Mm-hmm.
I think we should, because that's a pretty popular area for people to go out both hunting and hiking and recreating, and it's accessible from town pretty easily and easily accessible for people with four-wheelers. So. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome. And just a side note, we are moving forward with that testing that you inquired about. So there's for the rest of the assembly's knowledge, there's a rock pit that's been used for disposal of various debris from city projects that has some ochre-colored water developing at the base of it. It's the only place that it's apparent along Spur Road. So We're going to test it just to make sure there's no, that nothing of concern there.
And, sorry, since, Mr. Mayor?
Go ahead.
Since we brought that up,
Sure. Can
we address the annexation of the additional property by the property owner just prior to Ballard's place? He's cut into the upland side, created a, I took pictures for you, created a drive, a parking lot and storing line and gear and old derelict trucks and anything on that?
I'm not aware of this, but I'd like to, can we speak about it later?
You can maybe follow up with you some details.
Yep, perfect.
Yeah. Thank you. Anything else?
Anything further on that subject? Thank you. Any further discussion? Hold on, please.
Assembly members Howell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, approval of a match agreement with U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Highway Administration for the non-motorized transportation system, the Mount Dewey Trail Extension Project.
Approved match agreement with the U.S. Department of Transportation, Federal Highway Administration for the non-motorized transportation system, Mount Dewey Trail Extension Project.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Yes. With this, we were talking about the parking at the Mount Dewey Trailhead, or lack of. And if this is going to go over to, I read it right, the Forest Service, is that going to fix the parking problem up there? We don't have to put money in there, or does anybody know?
Originally, that issue was brought up by Assemblymember Decker, Mr. Mayor, and that there is a parking cutout that was available between her house and I think it's the Whites or one of the few, but there was a look at it. There's a fairly substantial cutout there that people are just storing their boat trailers on.
There you go.
Can you address that, Emma?
Yes, so we plan to look at the parking as requested through the design phase. There is maybe in the next, for the next packet, I'll include a map of the property up around there. There's private property and then city property that comes right to it where that rock wall is behind the Olds property, if you all are familiar with who lives up there, behind the Olds, the Martins and Gary Allen Jr. The road that goes back there is an easement on private property. So I don't know if that area that you're talking about that's open is private property or if it's actually city property. You would likely, if I understand where you're talking about, and I haven't gone up there to see where boats are parked lately, but you may be actually accessing city property by way of that private easement.
It's not on that end. It's on the other end. It's on the paved side just below Tom Sims. So Tom Sims is on upland. This cutout is below that. So it's off the pavement, and it's got boats stored on it. It has nothing to do with that getting down to Gary Allen Jr.'s side.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I misunderstood where you're talking about then.
Yeah.
It's where the trailhead starts.
Just down from where the trailhead starts, there's probably four-car parking area there that the city, I believe, already owns.
Oh, okay. I'll have to look at that. But, yeah, so that'll be a part of the design phase to look at that. Originally, when we designed the extension, the plan was also to have parking at the Bennett Street trailhead. So that would be looked at as well.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Larrabee?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, approval of a 5-year extension of the Municipal Solid Waste Transport and Disposal Agreement with Republic Services at a first-year combined base rate of $121.03 per ton with 3.5% annual increases in years 2 through 5.
Second.
Move.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was reading the thing, then I said second. Go ahead.
Move to approve a 5-year extension of the Municipal Solid Waste Transport and Disposal Agreement with Republic Services at a first-year combined base rate of $121.03 per ton with 3.5% annual scheduled increases in years 2 through 5.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes.
Is this since you know we're talking about having to bail in a couple of years here? Is this gonna? Are we gonna get into a situation where we're doing something different and still paying this contract?
So, my understanding is the bail rate is in 4 years, so we'll be very close to the end of this at that time. Yeah, but I'll let Amber speak to that as well.
Yeah, well, we haven't gotten that far in our discussion about what the bail process would look like. My expectation is that we'd still be looking at, if we maintain a relationship with Republic Services, we'd be looking at a similar rate structure. You're just changing, your transportation container is going to look different, and the way you dispose of your waste would be different. So I don't know that the structure would change. I think that the price will be affected potentially. Your weight will be heavier as you failed. There'll be smaller containers, so you know, just haven't gotten that far in the discussion.
I noticed that the present contract we have is with Regional Disposal Company.
They changed their name somewhere along the way.
Yeah, how come we didn't catch that?
Is that in the original one that we attached?
I was reading the contract, and I thought, wait a minute, this is with a different company. But are they the same?
They
company?
Are the same, yes. Okay. And to be honest with you, I don't know for sure that they've changed their name. When I first started working with them, it seemed like they were using that name, the two names, together, interchangeably. So I don't know if maybe there's a parent company. But I can look into that and let you know.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, when we start bailing, though, we're going to get paid for the mixed recyclables we bail. Wasn't that in our recycle plan originally?
So recycle is not a part of the discussion right now. So once bailing right now, we're still talking about solid waste with separation of recycling.
Okay.
And one thing to keep in mind, you know, I would love to see a recycling program. Unfortunately, of course, I gave you a report as to why we didn't move forward with the recycling before a couple weeks ago, I think, in your report. But one thing to keep in mind is that the recycling market has been negatively impacted in the United States based on some tariffs, or actually not just tariffs, but ban on recycled material from China, which is where the majority of the United States recyclables go. So people are actually scrounging right now to figure out what to do with their recyclables. I just talked to Petersburg, and that they are still recycling and Republic is still able to accept those from them, but they've let them know that it could become a problem here shortly. And I don't follow the recycling market because we don't do it here, so I don't have much more to report to you on that. But it's a volatile market all around, so we'll just keep our eye on it as we move forward.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Pasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, proposed resolution number 08-18-1421 of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the creation of the Nolan Center Facility Manager Job Description and amending the non-union wage and grade table.
Move to adopt resolution 08-18-1421, providing for the creation of the job description for the position of Nolan Center Facility Manager and the amendment of the non-union wage and grade table.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Yes.
Mr. Mayor, one of the things, when I read the job description, I was a little bit confused. There was no clear definitive language on who the supervisor is. There's lots of words like we'll collaborate, we'll cooperate, but who is this person's supervisor?
The director. Okay. And it clearly states that at the top of the job description. It says who the reporting person is at the top of each job description. Reports to the Nolan Center director.
Let me go back and look. I came away feeling that it was a little bit squishy, but maybe I just read it wrong. Thank you.
Yes.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
By me. So I see, looking at this job description, City of Rural Precision description, I'm assuming this is the job description. Mm-hmm. The top goes, it says basically, evaluated. So evaluated by the Nolan Center director. That's, you're yeah. just assuming that is the supervisor
right. yes.
who does the evaluation.
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Any further discussion? Pull roll, please.
Assembly members Powell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yeah.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. That concludes new business. Attorney's file is available in, for review in the borough clerk's office. Item 15, executive session 15A, assistance request from Laverne Lawrence.
I move pursuant to 44.62.320C3 and 44.62.320C1 that we recess into executive session to discuss matters that may tend to prejudice the reputation and character of any person and the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect upon the finances of the borough, specifically to discuss the assistance request from Laverne Lawrence with the borough manager.
Mr. Mayor, I believe there was a mistake in the reading. It was read 44.62.320C3. It should be C2.
Oh, okay.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Hold on, please.
Assembly members Prasanka?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Larrabee?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Recess into executive session.